You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. Adolf Hitler led Germany to start World War II, and there were 60 million people, roughly, that died in that war. What most people do not understand is that Adolf Hitler was possessed by the devil, and you can prove that to yourself. And he has deceived even Bible believers about that truth to a great degree. And that's why, of course, it is so easy for him to deceive people and deceive the whole world, it says in Revelation 12 and verse 9, and why he is the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, because people don't understand Satan the devil. They don't understand what he's all about. They don't understand much of anything about him. He even had the goal of destroying all the Jews in Europe and even the whole world if he could. He wanted to destroy an entire race of human beings. He saw himself as the Messiah. Now, that sounds strange, but that's what he wanted to do, and yet he thought he was the Messiah. Now, something is terribly wrong, and most people would say, well, that's just a lot of madness. But what people don't understand is the source of Hitler's power. What can a man with all of that military might do in the world? What kind of damage can he do if he's using it, let's say, to serve the devil? Now, you can prove all this from your Bible because it's just filled with examples of this type of history going on, and I'll point one of them out to you. That's about all I'll have time to do, probably. But when did this all start with Adolf Hitler? When did he become so controlled by Satan the devil? It all started even in his teens, and it's some of the most amazing history you've ever read in your life. And yet, it gets very little attention, but it should get a lot of attention because it was at the very source and cause of World War II and the death of 60 million people. And God says there will be a repeat if we don't learn lessons. If we don't learn the source of all this. Now, look, you can find Bible scriptures about Hitler's work. You can look in the Bible and find prophecies that were fulfilled by Adolf Hitler. And that's something we ought to be concerned about. Let me read you just a little of his history as a teenager, first of all. In our book on Germany and prophecy, here is what we wrote. When Adolf Hitler was 17 years old, a radical change occurred in his life. A friend close to Hitler was deeply shaken by his voice. In his book called The Psychopathic God, Adolf Hitler, Robert G.L. Waite wrote, after gazing intensely at his friend for a full minute, he began to speak. Quote, never before and never again have I heard Adolf Hitler speak as he did in that hour. That was August Kubizek. He thought there was something strange about Hitler that night, and he said this, it was as if another being spoke out of his body and moved him as much as it did me. I rather felt as though he himself listened with astonishment and emotion to what burst forth from him with elementary force. What Hitler said that night has been lost, but one thing was burned into Kubizek's memory. Adolf did not speak of becoming an artist or an architect. Now he saw himself as the Messiah of his people, and he spoke, said he had a mandate, he had this special mission entrusted to him by God. Now, that can sound just ridiculous to people if they don't know anything about the Bible, but You look at Isaiah 14 and verse 14, and that's exactly the way the devil thinks. That's the way he thinks. And he's the God of this world, and he's deceived the whole world, and he's doing a lot of damage. So he and Satan took it even further. He said he was going to be like the Most High God. He was going to take over the throne of God, he thought. Of course, it was just a crazy idea, but that's what he thought. Adolf Hitler said that the foundation of his philosophy was laid in Vienna. Why Vienna, Austria? Well, here's what he said in Mein Kampf, the book he wrote, and wrote it even before he came to power and still came to power. And the people loved it, for the most part, at least for a while. Quote, "This was the time in which the greatest change I was ever to experience took place in me. I had turned into a fanatical anti-Semite." But still people thought, well, he'd make a good leader. But he even said in his book before he came to power that it was the biggest change in his life, and he became a fanatical anti-Semite. But it was a lot more than anti-Semitism. And that's what people need to understand in all of this. It's not really about anti-Semitism. It's about something much more profound than that. Notice what we wrote in our booklet. "Much of the world looks upon the Jews as God's chosen people. In Vienna, Hitler came to believe that God had replaced the Jews with the Germans and the Holy Roman Empire. He believed the Germans were God's chosen people. That is why the crown jewels of that empire meant so much to him, that is the Holy Roman Empire. In 1938, at a rally in Nuremberg, Hitler had brought from Vienna, after 140 years, the insignia of the First Reich." Remember, Hitler has the Third Reich, that dreadful fear that was struck in the minds of people when they heard about an attack coming from the Third Reich. And he said those jewels were going to remain there forever. Nobody was ever going to take them away. Of course, they did, because he lost World War II. But he established the Third Reich that led to the death of 60 million people. And he said, well, I know more about world history than anybody on earth. And he said also that the Third Reich was dependent upon him, entirely upon him. That's the kind of thinking that was going on in his mind. Where does that thinking come from? It isn't normal. It isn't what you'd find in an average human being, is it? A great evil spirit is speaking through him in amazing ways. There are just hundreds of prophecies in the Bible that will tell you that. Now, you can look at Revelation 13, verse 4, and it talks about these people, this special tool of the devil, where the people worshiped him in a really special way. Now, there are many scriptures like that in the Bible, and yet so many few people understand and know what it's all about. Why is that? Notice this amazing statement that Hitler made. In 1926, Hitler said, quote, "Christ was the greatest early fighter in the battle against the world enemy, the Jews. The work that Christ started but could not finish, I, Adolf Hitler, will conclude." Now, that's from John Tolan's book on Adolf Hitler. He believed that he could do what even Christ couldn't do. Now, that's exactly the way the devil thinks. He tried to overthrow God. He thinks he knows more than God, more than Christ. Now, when you place yourself ahead of Christ, something is wrong with your mind. Something is terribly wrong with your mind. And you can see he was thinking just like the devil and was fulfilling history just like the devil did on a much greater scale. But when Lucifer rebelled, He became Satan, and I'll show you where he actually has possessed many world leaders. I'll show you one example anyhow. And that's something that has really happened throughout history, and it's even happened inside God's own church, if you can believe that. Satan has actually come into God's own church in this end time, into a lukewarm church, one that wasn't on fire for God. Notice again what Hitler said. We are not a movement, rather we are a religion. I'm going to become a religious figure. Even Hitler's thousand-year Reich was a religious belief based on the 1,000-year Bible millennium. Here's what was said about him. This was by Albert Speer, I believe, made this statement. And he said, the colossal assembly hall plan for his new capital of Germania should be seen as a secular cathedral rather than a civic building. The dome was to be large enough to encompass the dome of St. Peter's seven times, a favorite number. As Albert Speer said this, has noted, it was basically a hall of worship. Without such cult significance, the motivation for Hitler's main structure would have been senseless and unintelligible. See, if people really understood that, they'd understand what the source of this is and what power Satan has in this world and how we have no chance standing against him unless God helps us. Now, that is reality. He just started a false religion and twice tried to overthrow God from on his throne. And that second rebellion and rise to do that happened just about a little less than 30 years ago, and we can prove that to you as well. Satan is very active. Look what he did in World War II. Just to give you some figures on the Jews, he was trying to wipe out that race, and he did kill 6 million Jews. 60 million people were killed overall. But 6 million Jews were put to death because they were Jews. And really, it was a lot more than just that. Auschwitz, 1 million Jews were killed. Treblinka, 750,000. Belzec, 550,000. Sobibor, 200,000. Chelmno, 150,000. Lublin, 50,000. Now these were called by most people that were understanding that these were extermination camps. They weren't concentration camps. They went there to be exterminated. Hitler was just going to wipe them off the face of the earth. And he thought he was the Messiah. Isn't that amazing? Well, he was attempting to destroy all of them in Europe. And obviously that's mad. But if you look at Revelation 6 and verse 7, you can see there's coming a greater destruction than that. And from that same source, if we don't wake up and understand who is behind all this and get some help from God to withstand that. That's what your Bible says. Now let me read you an amazing statement here from our booklet on the Germany and prophecy. Hitler considered the Jew to be the devil personified. But in truth, the Jews have been specially commissioned to preserve the oracles of God. Romans 3, verses 1 through 3, the oracles include the sacred calendar, knowledge of the biblical week, including the seventh-day Sabbath, and the Old Testament scriptures. So when you stop and think about that, now he thinks the Jews are the devil personified, and yet God has commissioned them to do something, not because they're favorite people, but because God wanted them to help bring humanity to God. And they and other nations of Israel have not done that job well at all. But look, if you understand this, that you can see that it's not the Jews that Hitler hated most of all. It was God and what God is doing. It was God's word, and yet that's exactly what Satan the devil hates and has tried to cast to the ground time and time again and has succeeded just only as God would allow them. But look, there's just so many things that Hitler showed to us that we ought to know more about this history. I mean, this is recent history. It's not like it's ancient history. This was World War II. And Hitler said he heard voices, and they distinctly told him as he lay in his hospital bed to rescue his motherland from the Jews. Rescue them from the Jews who had violated her, according to Waite's book. Now, that's just a big lie. Do you know what's so wrong with it? That's what Hitler was doing. He was doing that. He was the one that was the devil personified, not the Jews. But he, in his mind, thought that the Jews were really what he was. And isn't that amazing how Satan can deceive people? And it happens all the time. He will always start criticizing others of what he is guilty of and say it so much that other people believe it. But look, how dangerous is a lying leader with real military power? Notice John 8 and verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. No truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, if you have powerful leaders and they lie and lie and lie as a way of life, because there's no truth in them, well, if they have a powerful military, they're going to commit mass murder, which is what Hitler did. Stalin did the same thing in World War II. There is no truth in him, the devil. No truth. And that's why the world is so deceived and they worship him. He is totally evil and he is anti-God's truth and he's anti-God. Think about that, a being that has no truth in him. And he possessed Adolf Hitler in all his power. Now, that ought to frighten anybody that really fears God. But the truth is, you can read in John 17 and verse 17 that your word, God's word, is truth. It's God's word that's truth. And this is what Hitler really hated. He hated God's word. He hated God. He hated anything of God, because God is filled with truth. Hitler has no truth in him. And he got control of a human being on this earth with a great military machine. And 60 million people died as a result of all that. Now, we have a lot greater capacity today to destroy than Hitler ever did. And God says this history will be repeating itself if we don't learn lessons. If we don't learn lessons, you can look at the Beatitudes, Matthew chapters 5 through 7, where it says, look, if you hate your brother, and that's any race. If you hate your brother, you're a murderer. Did you know your Bible said that? And do you think Hitler loved that? Well, he did just the reverse. He hated just about everybody and wanted to kill just about everybody. But do you and I have that love of God in us where we love even our enemies? That's what Christ told us to do in those Beatitudes, in his own words. And he said, if they persecute you, well, you continue to show love toward them. Well, you can read. I don't need to turn there, but in Revelation 12, verses 3 and 4, it talks about a great red dragon ruling over seven heads of a great empire. And he ruled over every head, every one of them. And Hitler was one of those heads. He was the sixth head of the Roman Empire. Holy Roman Empire, it's called. Hitler was the physical head, but Satan was the real head of that. Now, that's what we were dealing with in World War II. How many people really understand that? How many people really know what is going on in this earth and what is going on in Satan's mind and what he is doing today? Because Revelation 12 and verse 12 says, he and all the demons have been cast and down to this earth and confined to this earth. What are they doing now? Well, look around at the violence and the race problems and all other kinds of problems that we have in this world. Let me just quickly paraphrase another scripture in Ezekiel 28 verses 11 through 14. Ezekiel 28 verses 11 through 14, it talks about the king of Tyre. And then it goes right on to talk about, it just flows right out of that and morphs into talking about Satan the devil being in the Garden of Eden, and actually being covering the throne of God when he was Lucifer, the great archangel. And then he rebelled against God. And you see, what it's saying there, if you read those verses, he actually possessed that king. And there are other examples like that in your Bible. But you just need to notice that carefully, because the king and Satan are used interchangeably, because it's all the same mind and the same work. And it's time we understood these prophecies. And incidentally, Ezekiel is an end time prophetic book, and we need to understand it. Hitler and Satan can be used, they are used really interchangeably too, if you understand the Bible and those prophecies. It's the same act again and again. It happens throughout history, and yet man still doesn't understand it and doesn't understand why we get caught up in all of this violence. We don't know the source of it. We don't know what's really happening like in the Middle East today. But we should know. We ought to know. Well, talks about in this booklet we'll send you it talks about Hitler's compelling eyes, his shining eyes, and how they would just completely dominate his face. He had that brightness of the devil in his eyes because he was possessed. Women in particular continue to be impressed and frightened by his eyes. Well, and another one said it just grip a man and hold him fast. It's quoted in one of this article and from a book that I've already given you the author to. But he listened to this. He said, Hitler did not like to be told that the ways of God were not always revealed to him. On one occasion, an aide noted that God does not let people look at the cards he holds. Hitler immediately broke forth into hysteria, a fury, that he himself feared a heart attack. He gave orders that the aide never repeat the offensive phrase. See, he knew that his God revealed things to him. And Satan did, and put thoughts in his mind and guided him and directed him and possessed him. Yes, he did receive revelation from God, but the God of this world. It wasn't from the true God. And Satan is behind all these terrible things happening on this earth, and we must understand that. He said he just followed the dictates of his providence like a sleepwalker. Let me just read you one final scripture that I want you to hear, because there is a wonderful conclusion to this. This is in Revelation 17 and verse 14, these, the allies of the beast, shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and kings, King of kings. See, Jesus Christ is going to destroy that great empire and the seventh head, and then there won't be any more forever. Nothing but peace and happiness and joy. And he says he is going to be Lord of lords and King of kings. And those kings under him are going to be the people that have come out and served God and done His work before the second coming. They will actually be the very bride of Jesus Christ and share David's throne with Him throughout 1,000 years and on into all eternity. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
The evil spirit being who possessed Hitler is still alive today. Request our free booklet on Germany and prophecy for proof that Hitler's atrocities are relevant to you. His nightmarish reign was the sixth resurrection of a bloody empire. However, God prophesies of seven resurrections, not six. Study our booklet on Germany and prophecy to uncover the sobering reason why this superpower must rise one last time. Learn the hope-filled conclusion to the time of suffering just ahead. Request our free booklet, Nahum, an end-time prophecy for Germany, for a timeline of end-time events revolving around Germany. God will use the German war machine to punish America and Britain for leading the world into sin. He will also destroy Germany for causing more bloodshed than any nation in history. Study our booklet on Nahum to increase your urgency as the day of the Lord draws near. Anticipate the loving, perfect rule of God that will soon replace the violent systems of man. All our literature is available free of charge. There is no cost or obligation to you. Order today. To understand your world and the solutions to today's problems, sign up for a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine. The November-December issue features stories about the Syrian migrant crisis and Europe's prophesied response, the arrival of the German strongman, and the threat that Cuba still poses to America more than 50 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis. You will also discover the dangers of modern college life, the root cause of the violent outbreak in Jerusalem, and much more. All our literature is available at no cost or obligation to you. It is absolutely free. Order today. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, P.O. Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.